Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
One of the most frustrating conditions to deal with for patients is painful diabetic neuropathy. And it is we're constantly sort of running around trying to figure out how we can treat this. You found a poem this week that looks at spinal cord stimulation. This is another tool in our arsenal to manage patients with refractory pain, including those with diabetic neuropathy. Spinal cord stimulation is a neuromodulation technique that's used to treat neuropathic mediated chronic pain. It involves implanting percutaneously or surgically electrodes in the epidural space with a power supply, usually provided by a battery. Percutaneous spinal cord stimulators are usually placed in the body in two stages. First, a trial period to prove efficacy, and then a final sort of more permanent implantation. Both of those are usually done under fluoroscopic guidance, and both are outpatient procedures. Anyways, the mechanism of action of spinal cord stimulation provides high frequency stimulation. It is not completely understood, although it is thought to involve this neuromodulation of dysregulated pain pathways, and it involves both spinal and supraspinal mechanisms. There are a few medical devices that hold such potential for profit as spinal cord stimulators, especially in the United States. They are being pushed to answer the question of how can I treat this pain for lots of conditions. They're even being used quite heavily now for the opioid epidemic. Estimates are that this market can soon reach around $20 billion, with manufacturers believing that the current market penetration represents only 7% of people that might benefit. You found a poem that looks at this problem in people with diabetic neuropathy. It was published in JAMA Neurology 2021. It starts on page 687. It attempts to answer the clinical question, is high-frequency spinal cord stimulation added to conventional medical treatment effective in alleviating pain in persons with painful diabetic neuropathy refractory to medical therapy? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, it's really important. You know, this is a common refrain that these things get widely used before we have really strong data. They found that patients with painful diabetic neuropathy of at least 1 year's duration, and they had to be refractory to a gabapentinoid, so pregabalin or gabapentin, and at least one other analgesic. Their pain had to be at least 5 out of 10 on a visual scale. They randomized 216 patients to either usual care, which was basically continuing the same things that hadn't worked previously, or to usual care plus spinal cord stimulation. If they were randomized to the spinal cord stimulation group, they initially got 5 to 7 days of temporary percutaneous stimulation. If they then had at least a 50% reduction in pain, they had the permanent device implanted. So this is, you know, kind of an active run-in period. It is going to stack the deck somewhat in favor of the intervention group. Of the 113 patients who were initially randomized into the spinal cord stim group, 90 did ultimately have the permanent implants, and 87 were there 6 months later for follow-up. Of the 103 randomized into the usual care group, about 93 completed the study. So I Henry Berry, who wrote the poem, was a little bit critical of that follow-up. I think that's actually not too bad, about 90%. They classified those who experienced at least a 50% pain reduction on that 10-point scale. So for example, going from an 8 to a 4 or a 6 to a 3 as responders. After 6 months, they report that only 5% of the usual care participants responded, 79% of the spinal cord stim responded. So huge benefit seen in this study. They did a bunch of sensitivity analyses and the benefit essentially persisted. The authors reported no adverse events in the usual care group, okay, but 14 of the spinal cord stim groups had adverse events. 2 were serious and resulted in removal of the device. So it's not a benign thing and can cause some serious harms. As Dr. Berry points out, the combination of an active run-in period, open label design, post-randomization losses, comparison group, continuing ineffective therapy, no sham intervention, you know, that really has to be taken into account. And so it did find that in patients with painful diabetic neuropathy, this high-frequency stimulation appears to be effective. But, you know, I recall vertebroplasty, where uncontrolled studies, studies without a sham intervention, showed a large benefit to vertebroplasty. But then when, you know, properly randomized trials with a sham intervention were done, there was far, far less. Same thing with Symvisc for the knee. You know, a study needs to be done where there's a true sham intervention in order to really sort out the placebo effect from, you know, the effect of the stimulator.
Yeah. No, I think that you raise a good point. It also, two other things. One, just a reminder that this was industry sponsored. The other is an anecdotal story I'll just share with you briefly, which is that I have a patient, actually two patients, who have had this implanted. And, you know, for full disclosure, they both had enormous benefit from it. But the device was manufactured by a company called NuVectra. And NuVectra went out of business about 18 months ago or so. And both of them now need new batteries, and one of them needs to have it calibrated. And there is nobody in the area where I practice who's willing to replace the battery or recalibrate the stimulation. None of the neurosurgeons that I work with have any experience with that. They usually left it to the technicians from the company, and there's nobody. So it is, I mean, it's not a problem with the technology per se, but it's a problem with how we choose technology and what happens when the company goes belly up.
Yeah, that's a really interesting story. And, you know, I think it could, you know, the magnitude of the benefit is so large. I suspect there probably is some benefit, you know, but I think that this study, the way it's designed, probably overestimates the degree of benefit somewhat. We know that placebo effect is most prominent when you have a subjective outcome like pain and an impressive intervention like spinal cord stimulator. So, you know, it is kind of set up to find the most positive results possible. I suspect the truth is somewhere in between here. But yeah, good study.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark, for bringing it to our attention. We'll talk again in a week.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. Thank you.